Ben, thanks for jumping on today. We get the call from Shai Davidi today, the tweet that Ryan Goins and Aaron Sanchez coming up to the big club. Talk about, you've had a chance to see Aaron Sanchez as close as possible. Talk about how electric his stuff really is and what Blue Jay fans should be excited about seeing him pitch sooner than later with the Jays.
The last couple of starts that we saw in Buffalo, plus even the two appearances out of the bullpen, were just as electric as what put him on the map in the forefront of everybody's mind coming out of spring training. The outing that a lot of Blue Jay fans saw in Montreal, fastball at 96, 97 miles an hour, plenty of tilt on it, the two-seam sinker, induces a lot of ground balls, the swing and miss, curveball, firm changeup, all that stuff came together right before the All-Star break. Then on Thursday, he was informed that he was going to the bullpen, and it was a role that he clearly embraced. And he said, whatever I need to do to make it to that next level, and if this is the step that the Blue Jays want, knowing that there could always be some inning caps in the minor leagues, it made a lot of sense to him. He understood it. He embraced the role. And last time out in Pawtucket when he threw on Sunday, it was even better than his previous relief outing.
So, Ben, I think what I'm hearing is that two relief appearances with the Buffalo Bisons, that's enough for the Blue Jays to have looked at his performance and say, yeah, he's ready. He's worth a shot at this point.
And I think the situation, too, at the big league level also maybe sped up the case. When I talked to Aaron and kind of got a feel for what they were planning to do over the next week, it was pitch him an inning, go to with two off days to see how the body responds, throw him out there again, pitch an inning, give him a couple of days, again, just to see how the transition from throwing every fifth day works against his body or for his body and see if the stuff is there with the life as well. And that second outing, it was there. I mean, he pounded the zone with two seamers and just a great set of ground balls. It was a quick 1-2-3 inning facing the minimum. So I think that stuff clearly, plus the situation that the Blue Jays may find themselves in right now, will lead to them making the move.
Ben, what we're hearing, and we had Kevin Barker on to kick off the show, he goes, because of these big series with the Orioles and the Red Sox and the Yankees, that you want to bring up a guy that these teams have never seen. Are you expecting instant success at a guy like Aaron Sanchez, or should we maybe curb our excitement a little bit and say, yeah, he is a rookie and he's going to face big league hitters for the first time?
Well, I think you need to remember that he's 22 years of age, right, and he's going to be very excited about the opportunity. And it was a very similar situation before he even had the birthday when he arrived in Buffalo, and he admitted his emotions got the best of him. He was really amped up before his AAA debut. He was flying wide open. He said his heart rate was just jumping out of his chest when he was on the mound. If he can calm himself down and wrap his mind around the entire situation and take a big, deep breath and soak it in before he lets that first pitch fly, he's got every possibility in the world to make it a successful transition. Are there going to be bumps? Yeah, you're going to see that all the time. I mean, you see it with the veteran guys too. But I think Blue Jay fans should be really excited about the place that Aaron Sanchez is right now as a pitcher in terms of a development to make this jump.
Well, in 34 and a third innings, he struck out 27, but he walked 17. Is the walk situation just that, a situation for you?
It was a situation, but it was also tapered down towards the tail end of his appearances in Buffalo, and good. I think that's what you need to look at, not the overall number versus the innings, but how it's improved start by start. The first three times he went out on the mound, I think it was four individual walks in those ball games, and it turned around to hurt him as well. I mean, he did not log a winning decision. It's always not about wins and losses at the minor league level, especially when you're dealing with pitch counts and inning caps and all that stuff. But the fact that he was able to harness the control, make a couple of little adjustments when he's been on the mound, and rely more on contact versus just trying to blow the ball by people, and understand that outs are outs, regardless of how you get them. And he had the swing and miss stuff. I mean, I'm not going to deny that as well. He had the strikeout totals to go along with it. But I think, you know, the important thing to look at here is the last handful of starts that he was able to make in Buffalo, and plus then the transition and the way he responded in terms of his body and his arm. He felt free and easy, and he looked at me yesterday, and when I asked about how he felt, and he enthusiastically said, I feel good. So that's great news.
He's the voice of the Bisons. Ben Wagner here on the Jeff Blair Show. That's Jeff. I'm George. Ben, how would you compare when Marcus Stroman made the jump from Buffalo to the Blue Jays to when Sanchez now making the jump to the big club? Are they very similar to how they looked coming out of Buffalo to you, or was there some difference?
Well, that's a loaded question, because when Marcus Stroman got promoted, his last outing in Buffalo, it was a raw day, and he fired 6 no-hit innings against Louisville in his last start. And he knew he would be capped at 8 pitches in preparation of a potential call-up. So it's tough to compare where Stroman was before that initial call-up in 6 no-hit innings to where Aaron, you know, leaves the Bisons after a relief outing. But I will say this. I mean, the stuff is electric, and you're excited to hear about a young prospect, somebody with a great future in front of him, and plus the makeup that Stroman possesses. Aaron Sanchez has a lot of the same makeup in terms of where he is mentally, how he deals with the media, how he's been given in situations, his ability to adapt when he's on the mound, and, of course, how he relates to his teammates. And I think there is no bigger component that may be important to the transition of the minor league life now to the major league life, and that's having Marcus Stroman already kind of been shown the ropes over the last couple of months to help the transition for Sanchez move along quicker and easier for him as he tries to get his feet wet, because they are very close, they're very good friends, and there's no doubt the first one waiting on Aaron Sanchez to arrive in the clubhouse, whenever he gets there, will be Marcus Stroman.
Oh, and Twitter would be a good indication of that, as Stroman this morning tweeted, "Shout to my brother Aaron Sanchez, couldn't be more proud. Now let's get it pop, hashtag dream chase." Then he tweeted, "My guy Ryan Goins coming back too. Twitter is filled with good news today." And they want to talk about Goins in a moment, but just a name that we don't mention as far as the Blue Jays bullpen and how he would have been of, I think, a big help to the Blue Jays bullpen, as he had been in the past, Neil Wagner. And he's been injured this year, and it really is too bad that he's been out of the mix, because I'm a big fan of Wagner's, and I was really hoping that he could be a part of that Blue Jays bullpen mix this year, but obviously injuries say otherwise.
Yeah, he got injured and he left the club. He's been down in Florida, from my understanding, as well. And, yeah, and the reports that I've been reading, I'm sure the same was as you guys, Shadavidi had reported that he was going to be shut down for 3 weeks and then start a return to pitch program and then start to build back up that way. So clearly the talent is there. You know the stuff is there, and including a triple-digit fastball it can register in. So they're being very careful on how they approach to make sure that Neil gets back on the mound the right way, the safe way, so he can avoid going under the knife and maybe even get back on the mound this season.
Ben, obviously, Ryan Goins making his return up to the Blue Jays. Apparently, it could be a very short stint. But talk about how he's bounced back with the Bisons. Maybe a bit of a slow start, but his game has really turned around with Buffalo. Just talk about his perseverance this season in AAA.
And it was. He had really to make an adjustment at the plate. He had to figure out what kind of hitter he needed to be at the dish, and he was going to get a ton of at-bats with Buffalo and play day in and day out. And he was in the lineup every single day, maybe playing short one day, maybe back-to-back days, but never more than 3 days in a row, because they needed to keep him at shortstop and fresh at second base. So he would flip-flop a lot when Munenori Kawasaki was down here, plus Jonathan Diaz, who's currently here. So they've been seesawing back and forth pretty much at a 50-50 clip. But at the plate, that's where it's really been impressed with Ryan Goins. Here's a guy 2 years ago that led the Eastern League in hits with 158, hit his way to even get on the map from a shortstop position in Buffalo a season ago, knowing that he had to be improved at the plate to even get a sniff, which he did. And then, now this year, because it didn't translate at the major league level, he felt the pressures, came down, and it's been a little bit of a bumpy ride at the beginning, but this is the perfect time to see where Ryan Goins is, because he's not only putting together the hits that come along with it, multi-hit performances, he had 2 more last night, for example, but he's also getting quality at bats. He's not getting overmatched. He's not diving and opening up in the strike zone when he's seeing a lot of off-speed stuff, changeups coming in. He's on time with a lot of the pitches, and he's really seeing the ball well. He's putting together a ton of quality at bats, and he's been able to get on base.
He led off last night. Is that something he's been doing a lot of?
Not recently, no. He's only been doing that really since the end of the All-Star break, and after Anthony Ghost got promoted too, he spelled in that leadoff slot. They tinkered a little bit with it with Kevin Pillar in the leadoff slot as well here in Buffalo. the Bisons had a really, really tough patch trying to score runs. And I think Gary Allenson tried to take things up a little bit just to get this offense moving. Kevin Pillar and Ryan Goins were really the only two guys that had any sort of success in the lineup over the last 10 days, wrapping around the All-Star break. And even since Brad Glenn came back down from the big leagues, he was a guy that was hitting .377 in AAA, but he's really been in a funk after coming back down. So those were really the only two guys that were doing any sort of producing in the Bisons lineup. So it had to be maneuvered a little bit just to balance it out. And when Gogo went to the top of the order, he definitely didn't miss a beat. I mean, he's had a great road trip so far coming out of the All-Star break.
Ben, clearly Ryan Goins had to go down to work on his defense.
Yeah, right. He hasn't committed an error in 2 months. Yeah.
Wow.
The Buffalo has been spoiled with how well the defense has played all the way around the diamond. I mean, Dan Johnson plays a very good first base. Slick with the glove around the bag as well. I mean, Munenori Kawasaki's been here. Spectacular plays. Jonathan Diaz, as Blue Jay fans have already seen at the major league level, he's been able to do that day in and day out of the lineup. And then Ryan Goins as well. I mean, there was, I think it was 75 consecutive games where he didn't commit an error last year when he was in Buffalo. Mm. And he's got a heck of a streak going right now. May 31st is the last time he booted a ball.
Wow. Oh, what a stiff. Now, talking about Brett Wallace, 3-for-5 yesterday, how have you enjoyed him?
Brett broke out yesterday. It was a little bit tough of a start. Went 0-for-8, hit a couple of balls well. But in the small sample size since arriving with the Bisons, Brett's been a nice addition, and he's got the power, you know, the thump that he had last year. He had 24 combined home runs, and that's what the Bisons need right now from a AAA perspective, is a little bit more pop in the lineup since Dan Johnson got summoned to the big leagues. So it's a nice addition, and he played defensively at first base last night as well. So that's a nice little transition and something else Gary Allenson can mix in.
Ben, I saw on Twitter today that the Bisons feel like the days when they were affiliated with the Cleveland Indians, that all these guys just coming up to try to help the big club, to try to nurse them into a playoff spot. Is that the feeling around Buffalo right now? It's reminiscent of their connection with the Cleveland Indians?
Well, here's the good news for Blue Jay fans. While all that was happening, the Indians were making the playoffs, and so were the Buffalo Bisons, who had a run.
Yeah.
14 years of making the playoffs, 11 years in that 14-year window. So not only was the big club performing, so was the minor league club at the AAA level and breeding that success. And the insurance policy for the Blue Jays is Buffalo, bottom line. I mean, that AAA team, regardless of the season and regardless of what's going on and the successes and the losses, that's the insurance policy for the big league club if there is a need, whether it's out of the bullpen, whether you need a spot starter, or you need somebody to go in and earn a promotion and maybe never even appear again at the minor league level. That's from a development standpoint, plus then what are the needs of a major league club, and that's why the 40-man roster is so important and why you're allowed to shuttle guys back and forth up and down all season long, as Chad Jenkins has also learned.